Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Anita, and this is Rambles. And it's interesting that I did the start it and press send at the correct time, but it still started a few seconds late. So, yeah, I've went to see movies. I've seen movies before, but I've seen more indie movies in the Charlotte area. And for those who don't know, I currently live in Charlotte. So I met some filmmakers and went to their events. And I have been taking screenwriting classes and actually teaching a screenwriting class to mostly teenage girls. They have their own drama. So it's like, well, here's the format and, you know, going over how to write it down. Because, again, teenagers, very interesting. But it went really well. I actually met the person who organized the event through a local filmmaker here. And she sent me a text. She's like, you want to teach? I was like, okay. So it scared me because, again, I'm not used to others. And, well, I'm used to that as a whole other thing. But, again, it went really well. And I also did a vending event, which usually I don't for my soaps. And, yes, that is a picture of my soap on the cover. It is not a candle. It is soap. I've had a lot of people mistake it for a soap. For a candle, but it's like, no, it's a soap. And that is also some pottery I made. So the head of the event, who also teaches the classes, was like, hey, you want to be a vendor at my documentary premiere? I stand corrected. It was a documentary. And I was like, okay. So spent a Friday making soap and everything, even though I was tired. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Got there. A little nervous, very nervous. And I had a wonderful time. I did try a beer made of cookie dough. I'm serious. The alcohol, I can hold my alcohol. I'm a Mary Poppins drinker, so it's very nice and, you know, socializing. And people like my work and actually wanted to do Melton Pour classes. It was like, yeah, my sister would love it. I was like, okay, here's my information. And I think I do have my information for anyone in the Charlotte area who is interested in the soaps or pottery you see. It is ICAGA2004@gmail.com. So, yeah. Or, again, it's listed, but I did give them the information, and people bought soaps. I even did one that was a seashell because I had a plastic mold. And for you non-soap makers, plastic molds are good for intricacies, but they take longer to set. I mean, they're not like cold press long, but they do take longer. So it went great, and found out one of the filmmakers was also in a class I was in, and he was like, hey, I'm having a movie premiere in a few weeks. Okay, sure. No, I think that was at our class. So I was like, okay, sure. And the funny thing is I ran into a financier that I met at the documentary at the movie premiere and finally traded information, which is so silly because we were talking about, like, the Tuskegee movement to Russia, which is a true story. It was like the 1920s and 30s, and like 200 people at Tuskegee went there to help them with cotton farming. But that's another topic, another day. And yes, I do see I have given some history facts. So talking to him and some other people having a great time, like, and even having somebody wanting to do blogging. And yeah, it went really well. Then last week, a lot of networking. I had like 3 events in one, and by Monday I was like, I'm an introvert. I don't know if a lot of people notice this, and it's not just a buzzword, but sometimes you just get people out. And that is actually how I felt by Monday. So that's what I did. I stayed home. I did have a conference call, and I did that and just pretty much rested because that's what I needed to do. Yesterday, I went to my weekly writing group, which I love. It keeps me on track, and I did some poetry. I can write poetry. I just rarely do it. I am more, again, screenwriting because it's dialogue and also stories and weaving in explanatory commas. And, yes, the clicking in the background was my pen that I got at a Trans Day of Visibility event. I should have got more of these pens, but they have a fidget on the bottom of them. Really cute pen. So going back to what I was saying, I had my writing group and started writing another story because that's what I do. And even, oh, again, this is National Poetry Month, and next week I will be going to a poetry event with my writing group. So, yeah, it's fun to go. And I do have an event tomorrow. And as you can see, some of my network, it's not even about my soap business. It's just getting out and talking to other writers or other creatives and just meeting people. That's how Saturday's event was. I mean, it was, you know, with my soap business and meeting somebody who wanted to do podcasting and talking to them and enjoying really great food. The barbecue was so good, and caught the last 3 minutes of another event and went to a literary reading. And I knew some of the people there because they do speak at my writing group or other writing groups in the area. So, yeah, it was wonderful. And then came home. I did go to morning service before going to the trans visibility. And I ran into the person I'm working with for doing screenwriting. And had, another wonderful time. And that was the thing. It was just like I've been doing that. I've had some ups and downs, but for the most part, yeah. And it's just interesting. And, oh, an apartment reference that I made in the tags, that was because I went to a small business convention, and then afterwards in the same convention center there was a apartment complex convention. So I didn't intend to go. It's just I went back and I was like, hey, can I go in? And they were like, sure. So I did. Wonderful food, more pens, because let's face it, writers will have a lot of pens around. And again, meeting people, hot dogs were good. I even got a shot glass. Yeah, it's a glass, shot glass. And more notebooks, because again, the writer. And, oh, a bobblehead pen, which was very funny. Let it not be said I don't, again, keep cute pens. And that was pretty, oh, popcorn. It was an event. They had popcorn, bags of popcorn, and I think maybe a first date, another documentary I saw. Yeah, I got a first date, mini first date kits. So, pretty much it. I will be doing I do have a blog, not just the blog talk, but the blog where I talk about soaps and stuff, and that's it. I did have to take some medication, and I finally finished it this morning, and I'm like, oh, thank God, because I'm good at taking medication, but I just, and like any other carbon on this planet, I am dying. I don't know when. I just know it's going to happen, and I know that sounds so negative, but again, I've done an episode comparing death and sex, so they're sort of funny, so don't. Listeners, I love you, but don't get emotional about it. Like, everything made of carbon deteriorates. It sounds very callous, but, yeah, everything deteriorates. It doesn't know when it's going to finish deteriorating, but it will. There are certain things at 36 that I can no longer, that I used to be able to do at 16. But I did gain a lot of wisdom in those 20 years. And I gained people in my life who remembered my birthday without reminders which means a lot to me because I've had people give excuses about why they didn't remember. It's like, just say it wasn't a priority. So, yeah, and I haven't really found any albums I want to buy. But I've just had a great time in the soap making. Actually, before I even started this episode, I had a customer, a potential customer text me. Well, email me. And I just saw their email because it was on email that I was finally checking after like 3 weeks because it wasn't my normal email. So I sent them 2 emails back, complete with my phone number and everything. So we will see how this goes. And also how it was running into finance people, which is in Charlotte, is small business, and it's the second largest banking center in the country. So much like when I worked in Houston, it was oil and gas and medical here. You're going to meet a lot of finance people. And that's what happened. So, yeah, I met a couple of them. So I will be working again this month with teaching teenagers. And it was, I did not go crying to my surrogate mom because, oh, and that's my co-host in the background. He's very nice. He's not like the cat. Well, he might be like that cat on that episode of Love, Death, Robots. I don't know. Anyway, I have 3 minutes left. The politic thing, the Mueller report was really part of it. I have yet to read it. I don't know. It might be like an anticlimactic book. Who knows? What else? Oh, This Is Us. Love the series. Season finale, but I know it has 3 more seasons. And yes, I'm not going to say I was anti-Miguel. I am curious about how him and Rebecca, like, decided to go from being friends to marriage. And, yeah, it was interesting that Miguel wasn't there and Nikki was. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to those explanations because I really like the show. And I do agree with the saying about this is the second renaissance of television. I don't know when it started, but I just know I'm finding shows I like, and that makes me really happy. Oh, and yes, going back to the poetry thing, there are some poets I like. And as a black female, I am really tired of hearing Phenomenal Woman. That is one poem. If I never hear it again, I would be perfectly okay. Do I respect and like Maya Angelou? Of course. But growing up, when you hear that poem to the point of, I know she has other work. And I'm one of those people. I don't want to hear the same one, have anyone reduced to like one piece. Yes, it's great that they have one piece. But this is also a woman who gave a poem in an inauguration that people really don't remember. Like, she was the first poet since, like, Robert Frost in like, the 1961 inauguration of JFK with Robert Frost giving an inauguration. I really didn't even realize he was still alive then until I remember that fact. But people don't really remember the fact that she was a black female. Nobody remembers. And I'm like, no, you gave me this, and I get it. You're trying to empower. But she had other things. It's like reducing Prince to Purple Rain. And I have a teacher who was a huge fan of Prince, and she just considers that album to be when he was Mass Appeal, and she's right. I actually like 1999, but people have reduced Prince, a multi-instrumental artist, to just Purple Rain. And I like Purple Rain. I will admit, as a Mariah Carey fan, I do like her and Drew Hill's version of The Beautiful Ones more than Prince's version. But there are Prince songs I really, really like. Like, I love his Dinner with Dolores, even though I have to have people explain what it means to me. It's one of those songs some people say it's about Warner Brothers, some don't. But anyway, I have 15 seconds left, well, 10 seconds left. And I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Thank you for listening, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Bye.